time now for our go-round winners report here on Talk Rodeo. Our reports this year brought to you by the Cowboy Roundup. Find out more about this great organization at thecowboyroundup.com. The Cowboy Roundup is a nonprofit group awarding scholarships to rodeo athletes ages 7 to 24. Each year, the Cowboy Roundup awards up to 9 scholarships worth up to $1,500 each. Scholarship winners can use the scholarships to attend the rodeo clinic of their choice. The Cowboy Roundup is rooted deep in rodeo and has a board of directors with a vast history in rodeo and the Western way of life. If you'd like to find out more, go to www.thecowboyroundup.com. The Cowboy Roundup, preserving rodeo one athlete at a time. Round number 7 was another exciting one as it sees things kick off with bareback riding, and Jess Pope wins another go-round, 89 points on Mayhem.
Getting in the zone and telling myself what I'm fixing to do and just playing it in my head a bunch. And by the time it gets to me, I'm not really paying attention to what everyone else has done. I'm just coming to do my job, keeping consistency going. I've had the same routine since I got here in Vegas, and I'm going to continue to do the same thing every day. And after the 10th round, we'll see what happens.
And speaking of winning another go-round, it was Helena, Montana's big man, Ty Erickson, 3.7 to take his second go-round.
I knew I had to steer on him tonight, and I just had to make sure I did my job tonight and try my best not to screw him up, and yeah, it worked out.
And again, it was a night of seconds, as in the team roping. It was Tyler Wade and Trey Yates, 3.9, to win their second go-round of the NFR this year.
I knew we had a pretty good steer. He was straight and honest. Just tried to shape the run up and let him set him down. He did a good job of it.
It's a focus thing for me because he's been hitting the barrier good and sticking it on him, and I have full faith that he's going to do it every night. I just have to, you know, put my mind to it and have focus and faith to get to the right spot, get all the way to the end of it, put some loop down there and pull back.
In the saddle bronc riding, Logan Hay has won his third straight go-round, 90 points on Garden City Gal.
This is crazy. My first 90 in the Thomas and Mack, that's pretty special too. I think that's my sixth 90 ever, so it's... Anytime you're 90, it's a good day, but to do it here after and making it my third round win in a row, it's a crazy, crazy time.
Tie down rope and saw Kincaid Henry. He tied the first time, but now he's stand alone with a 7.1 to win the 7th round in the tie-down roping.
Yeah, you know, that horse I'm riding, old Mario, he makes it easy. And yeah, I mean, that calf, she wanted to come up the rope, but I got a good go at her, and it all worked out.
Wenda Johnson gets another one with a 13-60 to win her second go-round of the national finals as well.
The ice skating ground on round 3 was pretty challenging for him. That's something he hasn't experienced yet, and I really did have to take the last few rounds, even though the ground was amazing. But I had to rebuild his confidence as a 6-year-old. It hasn't run on a ton of rodeo ground. Look at the progression. He built some confidence. Right now, tonight, went right into his spot, into one, which set us up for the rest of the run.
And Trevor Kastner matched up against Midnight Rider for a score of 90.5 to win the bull riding in round number 7.
Yes, sir. It's been a little while since I've been back in here, so it feels great. Yeah, he actually threw me off this spring at San Angelo at the Extreme Bulls in the short round. Didn't really remember it, but short-term memory might have helped on that, and it's nice getting rode tonight.
Well, round number 8 comes up on Thursday night, and I'll keep you updated on how things went for the go-round winners right here on Talk Rodeo. Our go-round winner report brought to you by the Cowboy Roundup. So from Las Vegas, Derek Barton saying BBFN, bye-bye for now.